TV Radio National Station. It is 6:30 a.m.
The news time. Cameroon This Morning with you, Kelly Eben. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve. Good morning, listeners. Thanks for joining us on the 6:30 a.m. Now, the top stories. Solutions are being sought to tackle the phenomenon of poor town management in major cities of Cameroon by stakeholders in town planning and urban development meeting in a symposium. In sports, Cameroon's under-20 Lions are warming up to take on the Central African Republic this Thursday at the Central African Football Federation's Union UNIFAC that kicks off today in Brazzaville, Congo. This story is on more right ahead. Stakeholders in town planning and urban development in Cameroon are brainstorming on solutions to poor town management to make Cameroon's cities veritable tourist destinations and safer for citizens. The discussions taking place in a symposium organized by the Urban and Rural Lands Development Authority as presided over by the Minister of State, Property, Service and Land Tenure, Henri Eyebe Ayisi. Joyce Cleve Tata.
The Symposium on Urban Modernization in Cameroon is a conclave professionals in the sector intend to use to propose concrete ways of establishing better planned and productive cities. This while reviewing the pitfalls delaying proper town planning.
Bong Michael Mbine, I'm the Deputy General Manager of MITU. Intended to get lasting solutions to the urban problems that we are facing with regards to communication, housing, and with regards to easy movement in our cities that are being highly populated today, and to sensitize the population on the way to occupy our various space in our cities.
The experts insist that the population needs to be aware of the regulations about where and where not to build houses.
Remy, talking, I'm the Chief of Policy, Legislation, Governance at UN Habitat. Those issues are complex. It's not only the government, it's a civil society, they are professional, they are investment, they are development partners, and us who have to play our role. Then we will erase all the challenges in terms of flooding, traffic jam. I think it's really critical that the basis are set.
With the rapid demographic growth the country is experiencing, town planners believe the mapping of cities should be defined ahead of time to avoid the ongoing disorder.
Joyce Cleve Tata reporting. The construction of the Abombang Lumi Road, set to begin soon, marking a major milestone in the development of the Upper Nyong Division. The infrastructure project, worth 106 billion CFA francs and spanning 123 kilometers, aims to improve regional connectivity and facilitate economic growth. A team from the Support Program for the Development of Inclusive Communities around the Ja Funal Reserve, known as Padija, led by the senior divisional officer of Upper Nyong, Joseph Bertrand Maché, is currently sensitizing the communities about the road project and addressing any concerns regarding compensation for properties that may be impacted. Senior reporter Rita Yusambom reports from Abombang.
This is Maduma, one of the villages along the road corridor, and the senior divisional officer is explaining to community members and traditional authorities that certain homes will be impacted by the road construction. They are assured that while some properties will need to be demolished, all affected homeowners will receive compensation. Joseph Bertrand Maché, accompanied by local and traditional authorities, has advised property owners to prepare by ensuring they have photocopies of the identification documents ready to facilitate the compensation process when the time comes.
To tell them how to behave during the evaluation by the committee and to collect their peculiar problem in link with the project.
Next, the team visits Sokamalam, where they reiterate the importance of the road's development and urge local populations to embrace the project. In Pemsok, the same evaluation and sensitization efforts are carried out. Villagers express concerns about compensation, raising questions about the timeline and fairness of the process, but the officials once again confirmed that the destruction of property would be followed by just compensation and assured transparency in the procedure. Work sessions continue this Wednesday in the localities of Minduru and Lumye as the team progresses with evaluations. Rita Yosambom reporting from Abombang.
A three-day meeting to assess the progress of ongoing road construction projects across the national territory will take place today in Yaoundé at the conference room of the Ministry of Public Works under the chairmanship of Minister Emmanuel Ganon Jomisi. Solutions to obstacles hampering the realization of the road projects will be sought by the bodies involved in road infrastructure during the working sessions. The Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education and Chancellor of Academic Orders, Professor Jacques Famindongo, assures higher education stakeholders of a smooth 2024-2025 school year. This as the modalities to guide and ensure a smooth running of the new academic year have been laid down by the Minister and is contained in the 2024-2025 academic calendar. FOC Babatunde details the calendar in this report.
According to the calendar of activities for higher institutions for the 2024-2025 academic year, universities across the National Territory resume classes this October the 7th, 2024. The academic year, divided into two semesters, will run for a period of at most 32 weeks. During each semester, heads of institutions are required to ensure the smooth running of courses, continuous evaluation, and defenses of various academic works. They are also required to present general reports on the performance of students, which will be forwarded to the Minister of Higher Education, Jacques Fami Ndongo. The article equally specifies that final and catch-up examinations are not supposed to take place less than 5 and 7 days after the publication of results for continuous assessments and final examinations, respectively. University games will be held between February the 15th and May the 17th, 2025, during which classes will be suspended in all university institutions unless derogations are granted by the Minister in charge of higher education. All academic defenses must take place before the end of the semester concerned. The new school year will end imperatively on Thursday, July 31st, 2025, in all higher education institutions across the National Territory.
FOC Babatunde reporting. Officials and staff of public and private institutions in Cameroon converge on Bankomo today for a three-day seminar on securing administrative documents in the era of digital transformation. The event, to begin as from 9 a.m. at the Bankomo United Hotel, is organized by the National Agency for Information and Communication Technologies, ANTIC. In sports, the under-20 Lions of Cameroon will this Thursday open their campaign at the Central African Football Federation's Union UNIFAC zonal qualifiers for the 2025 under-20 AFCON. Coach Yvon Kenwe and his players will play against the Central African Republic at Stade Masamba Debar Stadium in Brazzaville, the capital of the Republic of Congo. Harrison Ashutiko.
Lodge in Pool B alongside Central Africa Republic and Gabon, the under 20 Lions will this Thursday attempt to secure their first win at the UNIFAC qualifiers against Central Africa Republic ahead of the match that will be played at the Masamba Debar Stadium in Brazzaville. Nathan Douala and his teammates had their second training session in the capital city of the Republic of Congo this Tuesday. In the meantime, the host country, the Republic of Congo, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Guinea make up Pool A following the withdrawal of Chad. The competition begins this Wednesday with Group A matches. The host country, the Republic of Congo, will play against the Democratic Republic of Congo while Guinea is on standby. The best two teams in the tournament will qualify for the 2025 Under-20 AFCON.
And that was the 6:30 a.m. news presented by Kelly Eben. Thanking you for listening.